This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Anti-racism protests continue around the world, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody 3 weeks ago in the Midwestern state of Minnesota. A march in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this morning was called a prayer and protest march. It and other racial equality demonstrators in the United States continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, one who was found hanging from a tree in California. The other was fatally shot by police outside a Wendy's fast food restaurant in the southern state of Georgia. The Atlanta Police Department announced early Sunday a police officer was fired and another was placed on administrative duty following the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Authorities say Brooks snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Atlanta's mayor told reporters she doesn't believe the shooting of the 27-year-old was justified. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled patriots backed by far-right groups gathered in the central part of the city. Television footage showed some agitators throwing punches, bottles, and smoke bombs at officers, as well as scuffling with rival protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Those assembling said they were there to guard statues and memorials vandalized during recent anti-racism protests sparked by Floyd's killing in the U.S. Protests turned violent in France Saturday as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris and Nantes, France. The first clashes erupted after 3 hours of peaceful gathering, where rights groups say accusations of brutal treatment by French police of residents of often immigrant background remain largely unaddressed. This is VOA News. All of the protests stem from the May 25th killing of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed a knee to his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Former police officer Derek Chauvin is one of four charged in the case. He faces 40 years in prison. The Minnesota agency that represents retired public workers says Chauvin is eligible to receive pension benefits during his retirement years, even if he's convicted of killing George Floyd. It said in a statement, former employees who meet length of service requirements qualify for benefits regardless of whether they quit or are fired. The agency says those payments are not affected by criminal charges or convictions. Globally, more than 430,000 people have died from the coronavirus, and in the United States, that number is more than 115,000. Confirmed infections worldwide stand at more than 7.8 million in the U.S., and in the U.S., more than 2 million. 3.7 million have recovered from the respiratory illness. After nearly 2 months with almost no new coronavirus infections, Beijing has recorded dozens of new cases in recent days, all linked to a major wholesale food market, raising concerns about a resurgence of the disease. The capital is taking steps to try to halt the outbreak, including ramping up testing. Sunday night, Beijing ordered all companies to supervise 14-day home quarantine for employees who have visited the market or been in contact with anyone who has done so. 9 new cases of COVID-19 reappeared outside a Rome squat. Health workers insist the outbreak affecting a Peruvian family and 4 of their close contacts is under control. It comes at a time when Italy is cautiously relaxing measures to contain the disease. A second outbreak was numerically far bigger, but less concerning because it occurred at a hospital on the western edge of Rome, with 104 cases and 5 deaths. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a televised interview Sunday that Russia has been more successful in dealing with the coronavirus than the United States. He contrasted the situations in the two countries, saying in Russia, quote, "We are exiting the coronavirus situation steadily with minimal losses, God willing. In the States, it isn't happening that way," end quote. Questions have been raised over possible underreporting in Russia. AstraZeneca PLC has signed a contract with European governments to supply the region with its potential vaccine against the coronavirus. It's the British drug maker's latest deal to pledge its drug to help combat the pandemic. The contract is up for 400 million doses of the vaccine developed by the University of Oxford, the company said Saturday, adding that it was looking to expand manufacturing of the vaccine, which it said it would provide for no profit during the pandemic. The vaccine is still in clinical trials. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.